I'm with Will Kitchen, the ICC Academy Manager. And Will, we're looking ahead to 2014-2015 and the programmes that the ICC Academy is putting on. And you go all the way from cricket cubs, children at walking age, all the way up to under 18. But this year as well, you've opened things up to adults and to girls too. So it's an exciting development. What's the thinking behind that development?
What we're trying to do is offer cricketing opportunities to everybody. So anybody that wants to come and play the game, whether or not they want to play for fun for the rest of their life, whether they just want to find out whether or not they like the game, or whether they've got ambitions to go on and play, you know, on the international stage or professionally, we want to be able to offer them the opportunity to come here, get a really high quality experience, both from the facilities and our staff here, and hopefully fall in love with the game and reach their potential, whatever that potential may be.
What is the idea behind girls and adults, though? Because obviously you've had this pathway now over the last few years since the academy was opened in 2010. Young boys have come here and practiced regularly, but girls this year as well now particularly.
I think my rough estimate is that they're half the population. So I think that that it's an enormous opportunity for the UAE to involve women in cricket. I think it's a fantastic inclusive sport if you look at the way in which people with a disability enjoy the game, the way in which women's cricket has grown, particularly in India, but of course in the UK as well, in Australia. It's a really, really great opportunity for women to get into sport. And I think it's a great sport for women to get into as well. And of course, it's also a great opportunity for women to compete against men. You know, a lot of women's cricket is mixed cricket. And what we want to do is be open to everybody that wants to play the game. There's no discrimination whatsoever. And, you know, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for us to lead the way in the development of women's cricket in the UAE. And that's, you know, why we're doing it.
Excellence. That's been a word that when you and I have spoken off mic in the past, you've used a great deal. And that really is one of the key words, I guess, of what you're trying to achieve this year with the ICC Academy.
Definitely. And excellence doesn't mean elite or high performance either. It means world class. It means that if a player walks in who's 8 years of age, they get that wow factor, not just from the facility, but also from the way that they're treated by our staff and our coaches. And so excellence applies whether it's the kid that comes in, you know, for an hour a week for a coaching session with his friends and just wants to enjoy himself, or whether it's the international players that come here that want a truly exceptional experience and are genuinely set upon improving their skills. So, you know, we don't discriminate with excellence, and my ambition is that we are excellence. And I think it's a journey, and it's something that you have to constantly challenge yourself to improve upon. But that's where we've laid the bar for ourselves, and hopefully that for the people that come here will over time tell in the way that they have, you know, the way they experience what we have to offer here, and hopefully in their own right, you know, if they're here to improve their skills, they'll improve at the same time too.
And you've got the Open Day coming up, the Dubai Sports City Open Day on Friday, the 5th of September. What will the ICC Academy's role be at that?
We'll be showcasing a little bit of what we do. So our coaches will be down there, and that's our coaches from across the pathway, so from the guys that work with the UA national team all the way down to the guys that work with the little cricket cubs. We're going to have a couple of different activities that people can come and sample. We're going to be there to talk about the programmes and hopefully really start to communicate more concisely and more accurately what people get out of coming to the ICC Academy, because I think that's the key thing. You've got to understand what you're going to get out of coming here. And our job at the Open Day, I think, is just to give people a little bit of taste of the experiences that they can get here, but probably just build relationships with people who want to know a little bit more about what we do.